following was produced by Pirate Radio Studios Incorporated in Memphis, Tennessee.
Hello, my name is Rick Cheddar, and this is From Radioland.
Greetings, salutations, hello, hey, how's it going? Welcome to another episode from Radioland, episode 318 from the home office in Memphis, Tennessee. Thank you for streaming, downloading, catching us wherever it is that you catch us, and thank you for being a part of it. There's a good number of you that are stuck at the house, aren't there? Aren't y'all? Just, you know, a lot of people are choosing to work from home. A lot of people want to work from home. Globally, it is a big concern here in the United States. Of course, I'm talking about COVID. Here in the United States, I don't know, people's attitudes are a little different depending on where you are. It's either met with complete abject terror. People are scared to death. They're nervous. Or they're like, fuck it. Let's go out. You know, there's that. There's a lot of mistrust going on out there. And is it hype? A lot of people are saying it. There's a lot of people out there that are going, hey, all of this is just overblown. There's nothing to worry about. Nothing is going on. Everybody's going to be fine. I'll stop it. You know, it's like the face that you could paint on this whole thing is equated to the guy that's at the store with, you know, two shopping carts filled with toilet paper. And if that's you, you know, fuck you, dude, really. There was a guy here in Tennessee that got, he had 17,000 bottles of hand sanitizer and a bunch of other stuff, you know, the handy wipes, the toilet paper. And he was looking, he considered himself a hero. He thought of himself as somebody who was providing a public service because he was going to sell all this stuff on Amazon or eBay and for a little bit of profit. And he thought, you know, hey, I got to do my thing. Well, now Amazon and eBay both have gone through and are searching for people that are doing that price gouging thing and selling that kind of related material. And they're kicking them off. And they're not only just kicking them off, they're like banning them from ever using the site again because they're being that guy. And of course, the go-to thing is, well, they just can't do that. Well, sure they can. It's part of the terms of service. You know, you agree to their terms of service. If you don't like it, tough shit. Open up your own website and sell your stuff that way. You go see what it's like to work on the internet. You just go do that. It's nuts. It's crazy. We're all, you know, all kind of hanging around watching. It's like the quintessential, you know, guy with the blindfold and the cigarette waiting to be called to the post for the firing squad in some aspects. In other aspects, it's like, this doesn't apply to me. I'm going to be okay. I'm just going to go. Why is everything closed? I saw today that the country of Austria, which, by the way, today is the 15th day of March. It's a Sunday, date of production, 2020. The country of Austria has now banned gatherings of 5 people or more, which makes me feel really sad for the Von Trapp family. And if there's 6 in the family, sorry, little Hans. You know, we drew straws. You got the short one. We're just gonna have to. You were a mistake anyway. To cut you loose. Oh my God. This is where the dark humor starts to come in now, because that's how we cope with these sorts of things. Because, you know, we all hear it. We're surrounded by the bad news and we're all stuck at home and we're listening and we're watching and stuff. And that's what the episode is going to be about here in just a moment. We'll pause and we're going to come back and it's not all bad. There's not bad news in here. In fact, if you're an artist, if you're a musician, if you're a comedian, if you're somebody who's in the business and you're looking to do a show that's been canceled, I have a solution for you and it can make you some money. So we'll talk about that and some more. It's all next right here from Radioland. Don't go away.
Keep calm and haunt on with Historical Haunts, Memphis Haunted Tour Company, ancient burial mounds, yellow fever, maritime disasters, Victorian murders, and ghost stories are all a part of the Memphis dark history. Join Historical Haunts for a spirited night out on the Haunted Memphis Bus Tour, Haunted Pub Crawl, the Woodruff Fontaine House Ghost Tour, or one of our other spooky tours and events. Check out our website for all of the exciting ghost tours and ghost haunts at historicalhauntsmemphis.com.
we're in this funny position now. We're all kind of, you know, as I mentioned, we're all just kind of standing around. Spring break is here for a lot of folks, a lot of kids. And most school systems, I think, across the country have extended that spring vacation, spring break, for an additional week. Seems prudent, you know, 2 weeks, why not? A lot of universities and colleges have moved over to a, what do you call it, a telecommunication type thing, online classes. That's also, why not? You can continue doing the work. We have the technology to make that happen. You can be at home. A good number of us have gone to grocery stores and, you know, got our usual shopping done, maybe added a couple of extra things just in case, you know, if you're stuck around a little bit longer. What we have seen so far is, you know, in very, you know, like Italy, for example, which is a country of 16 million people on lockdown. The only thing that's allowed to be open are pharmacies and grocery stores. And that's fine. That's all well and good. That's a, you know, for the situation that they're dealing with. And there was some sweet stuff, you know. People that are on their balconies and they're singing to each other and they're trying to be positive throughout all of this. And it's what you do. You know, you get past that initial shock, that initial fear that that everything is, you know, being laid bare in front of you and the people that you thought you could trust, you can't. I'm talking about your government. It's not just the Italians. I mean, it's all over the world. You know, there's was it that we were joking about it the other day about Kim Jong-un up in North Korea. And he's over there sitting there laughing his ass off because there's, from my knowledge, there's not a confirmed case of COVID-19 in North Korea. Well, that's because nobody wants to go there. Why? I don't know if that's a thing to be proud of or not, but I mean, let's be honest. I mean, there's that. If that's the only positive thing you got going for you, best of luck to you. Lots of talk about, is this being overblown? It's a question, I suppose. I mean, it is a question. Is it a valid question? I don't know. Is it something that people are considering? I don't know. Is it something that we just don't know how really deadly this is? That's something else, too. You know, was it Norm Macdonald was talking about, at least we all know how we're going to die. It's just a matter of, you know, what order. And it's that whole dark sense of humor, I know. And that's kind of it. Comedy clubs, bars, restaurants, things like that are starting to close. They're starting to see a drop in businesses. People tend to say, well, I don't know if I want to go out. Movie theaters here locally, our own Malco Theater has done a thing now, at least for the time being. They are only letting in half of the number of people that an auditorium will seat. So if you've got a 500-seat auditorium, they'll only sell 250 tickets. You know, if it's a 100-seat auditorium, they're only going to sell 50 tickets. That's what they're doing. And it's, you know, it allows you to practice social distancing as well. So there is that. No, I don't have it. I just, you know, had a little thing in my nose. So yeah, there's a lot of that's going on. And there's a bummer here to this. And I saw this early this morning about how more and more venues, at least around here in the Memphis area, are closing. And they're not running their normal run of shows because of this. And it's putting musicians out of work. Ah, that sucks. You know, most of them have day jobs anyway. But there are some here that are professional musicians that rely on the money that they make playing shows. And it's been suggested that perhaps you hunt down these artists and you, you know, online or whatever it is that you do, wherever they can be found, buy their merch, buy their songs, you know, help them out a little bit. That's one way of doing it. But I have something here that I had come across not too terribly long ago. It wasn't anything that I they're not giving me any money for this. I know this is going to sound like a commercial, but this is really more of a tip for performers and a way that they could reach their audience in a situation like this. And I haven't heard anybody talking about it per se in this aspect, but there's a website. It's called Stage It, stageit.com, stageit.com. They are, this is an unusual deal and it's kind of clever, really. It allows musicians to set up a concert, if you will, a performance in their own living room or in their own production studio or wherever it is that they are, away from an audience. that's live in studio, and they can perform through, say, like their laptop with the camera. You can even go sophisticated as you want. You can go multi-camera. If it depends on how savvy you are and all that, you can set all this stuff up. And you set up a date and time when people can tune in, if you will, to your show, and they pay a ticket price to get in to see you perform. You know, it's all virtual, of course, and there's money involved. You can do pay what you want, or you can set up a $5 cover. You can set up a $10 show, whatever you want to do. Plus, there's a chat room in there that allows fans to communicate with the artist as the show is going on. And there's even a virtual tip bucket in there. It's pretty slick. I know that Stage It takes a percentage of what you make, but I don't think it's anything unruly. It's probably what I would say, not any more than maybe 30%, maybe less, maybe more. I'm not sure. You have to look it up. But there's a lot of artists that are out there, and they've been doing this. And here's why I bring this up. It's not just because of the ability for an artist to get out in front of an audience, but there are those of us that are going to be hanging out at the house with nothing else to do. Look, all the major sporting events got canceled. If you're a fan of baseball, opening week is going to be postponed for a while. The NBA is on a hiatus until whenever they feel necessary. The Masters golf tournament has been postponed. The Players was postponed this weekend. What else? NASCAR is postponing races. The NHL has postponed a bunch of games, and there's not much to do. So you think you're cornered with Netflix and Amazon and Hulu and whatever else you got. And eventually you might get kind of tired of it, and you're thinking, man, I could go for some music. You know, I may have gone to the store, got a couple of beers here at the house, you know, maybe a little pizza. I want to watch a show. Well, the Stage It thing seems like a pretty cool way to do it. And I think it's worth investigating to take a look at it and allow you as an artist to keep in front of your fans. Now, those of you who are music fans might find shows that are up there, and you can go and enjoy various shows. I mean, it's not that big a deal. You can, you know, some are free, some are pay what you want. Some are, you know, set rates, you know, and it's not like it's ever, even if it does, I don't think you could sell one out. I'm sitting here looking through the artist page right now. There's a ton of people that are up there, but it's kind of, it's worth looking into, I guess. I'm probably going to be talking about it a little bit more on the air and going from there. Now, speaking of such matters, being on the air, we were talking about this with some of the folks at Radio Memphis, and we decided that, of course, we're going to continue doing what we're doing. We're not going to change. Our studio is, you know, pretty isolated as it is. And it's, we may have the occasional guest down there or whatnot. I'm not quite sure yet. But it's not like there's like a 300 people down there either. It's, you know, there's that. I mean, it's a very isolated type of thing. Almost everybody is pretty decent and groovy. And it's a respite. Plus, it gives somebody at home something to listen to. And that's important. And that's one of the things that we do as entertainers is, well, we entertain. We try to. And in situations where you've got this pandemic thing that's lurking about all over the place, you tend to get a little, you know, nervous, a little uptight of, you know, we're here to panic for you so you don't have to. Sort of the running gag that we've been doing at the morning show, but yeah, it's going to continue on. I will tell you tomorrow, Monday. I don't know that there's going to be a show just yet. We're both of us have things we've got to get done and get accomplished. Long story, but it's going to kind of carve into our day. So I'm not sure how that's going to work out, but we'll definitely be back on Tuesday. So, you know, there is that. There's no need to panic. And seriously, there is no need to panic because there's no panicking involved here, because that's just, you know, what we're going to do. We're going to keep at it and give you folks a chance to have an option to listen to a few things out there. That's important. You know, we got to maintain our sanity, because what do we see everywhere we turn around? You open up your news source. I'm not talking Facebook, maybe not even Twitter. I'm just talking about where you get your news. If you have like a Google account, you know, like a Gmail thing, you probably have set your news page, you know, customized the way you like it. But it's everywhere. There's people now that are, you know, freaking out right now about trying to get home from Europe, because of the travel ban. You can read about all these things that are, and it's everywhere. Dr. Fauci, you know, he's the head of the National Institutes of Health, I think. And he's out there talking, and he's telling people, you know, it's going to get worse before it gets better. He's out there trying to scare the crap out of you because I guess he feels that that's the only way it's going to get anything accomplished. But then you go over to Facebook, and it's people that they're the dark humor is alive and well, and in Facebook being the toxic environment that it is certainly a fine place to find that kind of stuff if you're into that kind of dark humor, because there's a lot of it. And it is finally nice for a change to see a drop in the political discussions that are going on. That's a thing. You know, there's a whole point of the niceness of humanity. It's still there. It's bubbling about. Look to Italy. That's a good one. You know what they're doing over there, and you can see it. You can see it happening. And you know, we're doing what we can to amuse ourselves. And that's important. You have to look to these things. So you look to these guys like these guys that Matt Colvin is his name. I don't mind saying his name because everybody needs to know what an asshole's name is. Matt Colvin, the guy who had damn near 18,000 bottles of hand sanitizer, nowhere to sell them. I mean, he's that guy. There's lines of people trying to get, you know, toilet paper and panic buying and all this. And it's like, you know, look. I'm like most Americans, okay? The wife and I have about a weekly to maybe, you know, every couple of week run to the store. That's what we do. You know, you buy canned goods. We run a little light on, perhaps. Need some, you know, toothpaste. We might need a little toilet paper. We might need, you know, the stuff that you need. Some soap. Some laundry detergent. Fabric softener, whatever, you know, whatever that you buy at grocery stores, dinner, you know. And we went yesterday to a, we drove by a place called Aldi. And I know many of you know about Aldi, and as do I, and I've known about it for years. And it's what you, I guess, call a high-end store, but at the same time, it's very, very reasonable, very inexpensive. And I think we got a cartload of stuff for like, I don't know, $75-$80. And it was some, you know, I had a, you know, a bag of frozen fish, you know, not fish sticks. I mean, just like some pollock. Hell yeah, bitch, going, I had some sandwiches now. And then they had some sourdough bread, and they've got, you know, they had eggs for like 59 cents a dozen, and, you know, it was fine. And we walked down the aisle where the paper goods were. I thought, you know, we've only got like a couple of rolls of TP at the house. We might as well go ahead and pick up another package, you know, as you would need to have at the home in your pandemic or not. There's certain things that you've got to have. And that aisle looked as if it was, I equated it to, those of you who know the show will know that what I'm talking about, the show Loaves and the store called Loaves and Fishes in the Handmaid's Tale. You know, it's what it felt like in there. It was kind of like that. And it was very surreal that, you know, some of the things on the shelves that were just completely wiped out of. Other things, there was, you can tell what the least popular thing was because of it. And the people are hitting these stores and they're just going nuts. They're freaking out. And that, I think, is fueling a lot of the not just panic buy, but the panic attitude toward this whole thing about the pandemic. Of course, you can't spell panic without pandemic, right? It's just true. It's the way it works. But I don't know. I've got to go to the store before, because I got a blues show tonight, right? And I'm having a bit of car trouble, nothing serious, but it's just, you know, I got a tire that's about to go out, and I got to deal with that tomorrow. But the immigrant's gonna run me over to the studio, and you know, I told her, so let's run over to the grocery there, kind of along the way, and I need to pick up some bottled water there at the studio because we're running a little low, and I'm a little concerned because I wonder how much panic buying has wiped out bottled water. Don't you people have tap water at home? I mean, seriously, I don't have running water in my studio, so, you know, I have to go upstairs, but, you know, we drink a lot of coffee down there, and there are people that just want a bottle of water when they're there, and it's, you know, perfectly reasonable, and for two cases for $5, you know, I can't go wrong with that, and I just need to pop in and get a couple of cases to carry me for, I don't know, a couple of weeks. and I need to get some more coffee and some other things. So I'm worried about, you know, what I'm going to be faced with when I get to this place here on a Sunday afternoon or Sunday evening. It's, you know, because people are losing their minds. They're all worked up. And this is in an area. Now look, we're in Memphis. We're in Tennessee. There's what, 2 confirmed cases in this town. And it's as though people are feeling like they are going through their lives with a gun held to their head. And that's not cool. I think we've lost a lot of leadership around here, that's for sure. But see, a lot of other people too are going, no, it's going to be fine. The Memphis and May Beale Street Music Festival, which is scheduled for the first weekend in May, is still planning. They're planning on having it. Despite everybody saying, don't do this, it's so far out now that they're thinking that maybe we'll get through the peak of this. We'll get peak COVID, if you will, by April, and then it'll start to go away is probably what they're guessing, is what they're hedging their bets on. I don't know. We don't know that much about this disease, and it's, you know, I'm certainly not going to speculate much more than what I go on through informed sources, which is what you should be doing, is you should go out there and research, and there's a ton of it out there. And don't look to your normal, you know, holler from the mountaintop, people freaking out shit. That's not going to get you anywhere, you know, safe. Was it even Fauci? Dr. Fauci is as much of a pragmatic individual he seems to be. He said, he goes, I don't think I could ever see myself going to a restaurant right now. There's just no reason. That's Russian roulette. That's a bit of an alarmist attitude. However, I see what he's saying. He's also in Washington, D.C. There's more cases there. He's not far from New York City, which has quite a few cases. And then in the state of New York has declared a state of an emergency. You know, the old adage, the old joke about Memphis is that God tells Memphis last about everything. We were probably the last city in the country that adopted podcasting as a legitimate form of entertainment. One of the last cities in the nation that really grabbed a hold of the internet, you know, and used it for what it was. And I'm hoping that the old adage is still true, that God tells Memphis last when it comes to the COVID-19 virus. We should be the last ones. But it turns out that's not going to be the case, because as of last night, West Virginia was still case-free. How is this, you say? How is it West Virginia? Look, it's West Virginians. People don't travel. It's not a destination, and it's not something people that live there go away from and come home with it, I guess. I don't know. I've never been there. Maybe some of you listening in West Virginia got the, I'm going to write an angry email. I can hear them going now. I don't know. It's crazy. So at any rate, you're going to wind up finding yourself in a position where you're going to, you know, if you have to work, of course you do. And you have to go to a place to work. Of course you do. You'll be doing that. And then there's the rest of you that are going to be like, hey, I've got the option to work from home, and which is not a bad idea either. What they call telecommunicating. You can hang out with your dog and your kids and you know, make your own lunch and then watch whatever you want. You know, you got the whole thing. You feel like you've got a little bit of freedom, maybe a little bit of a break. But, you know, look, let's be honest here. We're a nation of people that is constantly on the move. We are constantly seeking some type of stimulus, and if we don't get it, we're the first to get, you know, cabin fever. We get a little crazy, get a little cooped up. Got to go. You can go outside. You can go walk. Christ Almighty, the weather will be nice. You know, work in the yard if you whatever. But streaming is going to be mighty popular. It's going to be even more popular now, and we were talking about this the other morning. It'll be interesting to see what Pornhub's numbers are going to turn out to be here in a little while. And there's that running gag about, oh, we're about to have another baby boom. You know, it'll come around down January. All the people that'll be knocked up over the self-imposed quarantining that may be, or if it comes down to the point where the federal government says, look, that's it, everything's closed except for restaurants and pharmacies, grocery stores and pharmacies, then you're going to be forced to stay home. Well, we'll have each other online now, won't we? And that's how that'll work. Shows like this will continue on, and I will get to the radio station as often as I possibly can and do a show from there. Like we usually do, it'll be business as usual. We're not going to leave you in the dark on this, and because I know if I wasn't in this business, and I was doing something else, I would be one of those people that would want to find something that I could tune into and listen to and enjoy for a little while. So that's our promise to you. We'll keep going as long as we are allowed to keep doing so. So there is that. And even then, we'll probably break the rules because we're still a bunch of pirates at heart. And that's a good thing, right? So yeah. In the meantime, those of you that are artists that are looking for some ideas, I'll want to get you a hip to StageIt, StageIt.com. Like I said, I don't get paid for them. They don't even know I'm talking about them. I just, you know, I figured there's probably some artists out there that would like to jump on this and have an opportunity to get back in touch with their fans and still make a couple of bucks doing it. May not be such a bad way to go. It's odd because you're not, even though you're performing in front of a live audience, you're not getting any audience feedback aside from a chat room, which is going to be bizarre. You know, you're not going to hear any, you know, thunderous applause or boos or any of that stuff. So, but it's all the trappings of a live show without actually hearing these people or seeing them for that matter. So, you know, so you got that. So you got that going for you.
Memphis' number one alternative smoke shop is your number one stop for all your CBD products, and now is your stop for Kratom. Get into the store and see what Kratom can do for you. Plus, Wizards has fall deals throughout the entire store. Woodwick candles, watches from Swell, tarot cards, figurines, and so much more. Take a look and order online at their new website, wizardsmemphis.com. 1999 Madison Avenue in Midtown, open 10 to 10 every day. Wizards, because it's still smoking. Must be 18 or older to buy smoking-related products.
Here's what's coming up on the next episode from Radioland with Rick Cheddar.
It's one thing that social media certainly has put together for us in the fact that, you know, in the middle of all of the things that we're going through right now, right this instant, and all of the, you know, all the freak out and all of that other stuff, we do have the ability to stay in touch with each other a lot easier, right? You know, that's the whole thing about COVID is that we're not so isolated. That's not a bad thing, I guess. I don't know. There's, you know, you can't be too morose and too weird about it. And thankfully, we haven't seen all of that just yet. But yeah, that's just, we're all in the same boat together. Finally, we're finally on the same stinking page here. We're all facing something that could do us in or make us stronger or whatever. We just, you know, we're there. We're with you. We're not always in here by ourselves. And that's one thing, I guess, that might be the redeeming quality of social media. We're looking at it right now. Then again, there's always that one asshole.
For previous episodes, go to radio-memphis.com. To download episodes to your mobile device, search the show in iTunes, player.fm, stitcher.com, Pocket Cast, or TuneIn. And now, here's more with Rick Cheddar from Radioland.
Right, you heard what's coming up next time on the program. Here from Radioland as we cruise through it. Coronavirus 2020. COVID-19. You know why I got that name, don't you? COVID-19. COVID meaning the coronavirus disease. It's how they do things over there. And 19 is referring to the year it felt. 2019 is what it was. And if I'm not mistaken, it was New Year's Eve 2019. It was the last day of the year when it decided to give us an early New Year's present. Thanks. And it spread across the world from there on. Here we are, what, 4 months into the new year, and boom, there we are. Tons of false information out there about it. I trust that each and every one of you will do your due diligence not to spread bad information. Don't spread the disease. Don't spread bad information. That's all I'm asking. It's a tough, tall order, I know. But you know, you don't want to do that. Stay close to yourselves. Stay close to your family. Stay close to what's important. Okay. In the meantime, we'll have your back. I can tell you that with great certainty. Radio Memphis will always be around, and we will continue to entertain. And a program like this is, you know, hey, we just killed almost another half hour for you. So there is that. And here's something else for you. For those of you who listen to the radio show, The Booze and the Blues, or Booze and Blues, which is on Sunday nights, 8 p.m. Central at Radio Memphis. Tonight, we do have guests. Yes, we do. The great Howard Grimes comes in for his third and final appearance for a while. He's been bringing to us here of late some great people. And tonight is certainly no exception to the rule. Sir Henry Ivey. He had a hit in 1977 with a song called He Left You Standing There. We're going to play that song tonight on the air. It'll be big. And it's got a great groove to it, too. And that's tonight. And you can tune in at 8 p.m. Central Time on any device that is connected to the internet. Yes, you can find us to tune in. You can go to radio-memphis.com. You can go wherever it is that you go to get us and find us and tune in and listen and have your big old time. If you have a Roku, you can get the live stream app. Yeah, you can look into the studio and see it all unfold right before your very eyes on your big screen TV and hear it in beautiful 5.1 surround sound. Not to sound like the president. It's beautiful. Everything's beautiful. I took the test. It's beautiful. I don't do an impression of him very well. Any rate, I don't do impressions at all, really. The other thing, too, is that if we're on Apple Music, we're Apple Radio, I think we're up in there. You can tell your Apple phone, that little twat that lives in there. What's her name, Siri? You can say, play Radio Memphis, and it'll do it. And there you go. I would say the exact words in order, but I don't want to trigger everybody's devices. So just say the name of the person, which is Siri. And because I have mine here with me, and to say play Radio Memphis, and it'll do it just like that, my friends. In the meantime, please, it seems more appropriate than ever. Take care of yourselves. Take care of one another. For God's sake, stop shooting each other. Okay. It'd be a good idea. Until next time, we'll see you later. I'm Rick Cheddar, and this has been From Radioland.
Rick Cheddar from Radioland is produced by Pirate Radio Studios Incorporated, Memphis, Tennessee. All music performed during this episode was used by permission. No part of this program can be rebroadcast or used in any other way except by written consent. For bookings and other inquiries, you can write the show by sending an email to radioland@pirateradiostudios.com. For more, go to radio-memphis.com.